by working. Now challenge each other.
We want a fight for the world.
Ready, draw. Let's go.
It plays the main, baby. Let's get it.
Long first phase out.
60 minutes.
Go, baby. 60 plus minutes.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Eagles Live. I'm Dave Spadaro, live from the NovaCare Complex. Hope you're having a great Eagles day, everyone. Eagles getting ready for the Miami Dolphins. A bit of news yesterday. Eagles returning to practice with a light workout. Michael Vick on the practice field says he feels great and is absolutely going to, barring any setbacks, play against the Miami Dolphins. What do you do about the quarterback position here? You got Michael Vick, and we all acknowledge what a very fine player he is. However, for the second straight season, three games missed with an injury. Moving forward, big picture here, how do you treat that? You can't have your starting quarterback on the sidelines for three games, so that's something to discuss. Jeremy Maclin did not practice yesterday. He expects to play on Sunday. Nnamdi Asamoah on the practice field. Yesterday, he should pass all the concussion tests, should give it a go on Sunday against Miami. And a really resurgent team there. We'll talk about the Dolphins. Eagles also adding safety Tom Nelson yesterday. He joins the 53-man active roster. He will replace Colt Anderson. Colt Anderson goes on IR. Nelson, described by head coach Andy Reid as a tweener between safety and cornerback. So he's got some coverage skills, should play well on special teams, at least get a shot to play well on special teams. Has some experience with the Bengals. And we'll see what he can do. Not a big guy, 5'11", 200 pounds. Today I want to play a little myth or reality, fact or fiction, whatever you want to call it. We'll get to that in just a bit. And yes, once again, we invite you to embrace the idea that the Eagles' playoff hopes are alive. Yesterday we had one of our draft experts, or one of our playoff experts, kind of analyze the Eagles' chances of making the playoffs. Today, we have another installment of that. It is not over, not yet, for the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles still have some life. Here's the proof.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go. Come on.
We fun because we can. It is not over, people, but certainly the Eagles have to take care of their own business, and that's all that they can control here. Eagles must win Sunday against the Dolphins. A good football team. All of a sudden, after an 0-7 start, they have been playing great defense. But I'll throw this out there. Against the struggling Bills, against the struggling Redskins, against the struggling Raiders, and against the struggling Chiefs. Mix in a game against the Dallas Cowboys as well. Absolutely respect the Miami Dolphins, but I also look at the teams that they've played. And, I mean, this is a team that the Eagles have to go down to Miami and beat. Now, the offense here, when Michael Vick is tuned in and ready to play, outstanding. So, but the Eagles have to limit the turnovers. Here's a look at the Eagles as they project to start on Sunday. Now, that's a group. It's a young group. It's a group that should be together for a couple of years for sure. Obviously, number 10 is a question mark. 215-339-6709. We are taking predictions today. And we're going to begin in Doylestown, Pennsylvania with Casey. Hi, Casey.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Doing okay today, Casey. How you doing?
Well, I'm bummed out, of course.
Yeah.
I'm one of the guys that goes to all the games, home and away.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
So tell me about this. You're going to Miami, right?
Yep.
What's the scene going to be like down there now? In years past, there have been thousands and thousands and thousands of Eagles fans. Do you anticipate that again?
Down there, yeah. I mean, Miami's having a hard time selling tickets, so there'll be a lot of Eagle fans that live in Florida that probably live there in the wintertime or retired there from Philadelphia. I would think there'd be a significant amount. I mean, I bought my tickets 6 months ago way in advance. I probably overpaid, but yeah, I mean, Miami, you look at their game the other day against the Raiders, there's nobody in the stadium. So, great weather. I think the Eagles are actually going to win with Michael Vick back and surprise them, but really why I called, I'm a huge Reed supporter and organization supporter. I spend a lot of money, but my issue is this. I mean, the team last year really had a great year, lost to the Super Bowl champion basically on the last play of the season with the Cooper interception,
yep,
driving down the field. And then I think it was about 10 days later after that they fired McDermott.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is a team that went to the playoffs, almost beat the champs, and they fired a coordinator who I think went to the playoffs 2 years in a row as coordinator, but if he didn't, I apologize.
Did.
So my take is that happened last year, and this is an organization that after the lockout spent a lot of money, and for 4-8, and probably going to finish, I guess, 7, if, you know, on a good thing, I'll say 7-9. I think they can go 3-1. They'll probably lose to the Jets and surprise the Cowboys, but. So let's say they finish 7-9.
Okay.
I mean, who's going to get fired? Because somebody's got to go because they made the playoffs last year, almost won the game, and they fired the coordinator. Well, I mean, something's got to change.
So, Casey, let's talk about it. Let's backtrack and talk about it. Yep. Now, I mean, the Eagles at that point, after the season's over, they had a couple of choices. They could have stayed the course, right, and signed first the coaching staff. They relieved James Urban, quarterback's coach. He left.
Right.
Sean McDermott left. And then your entire defensive staff basically goes.
Yeah.
Okay, then you bring in Howard Mudd to run the offensive line. You bring Juan Castillo, move him to defensive coordinator, move a lot of pieces around.
Right.
Eagles could have also could have kept the same roster intact, but they would have had to sign – a number of free agents, Stuart Bradley, Quentin Michael, David Akers, and then on down the line.
Yeah, I have no issue with them. Obviously, there's an issue with Akers. He's had a great year in San Francisco. I mean, great year.
And Alex has only missed 3 field goals.
Yeah,
Game.
I get that. They wanted to move on. But I'm not worried about the personnel moves. They made the moves. I was on board. I mean, I love what they did in the summer. You bring Asma in.
Yeah.
Now, Castillo's a different story. I mean, I think, by and large, around the league, you know, all it is to talk about the Eagles. They bring up the fact that they hired Juan. You know, so I believe that's been a mistake, and somebody's going to, you know, something's going to change.
So what would you suggest changing, Casey, if you were running the show?
I would bring Reed back.
Okay.
If I was the owner and I owed him $10 million over the next 2 years, I'd bring him back because you got Vic for one more year. So I'd bring him back, and I'd try to go find whoever's available to come in and run the defense. You know, I don't know who that is. I'm not a GM. I mean, there's talk of Spagnuolo might get fired. I mean, there's going to be names. There always is. But
so you've answered
the
question.
I think that has to change. I mean, somebody's got to come in here and run a defense that, you know, puts pressure on the quarterback. You know, here it is. We got Babin, 12 sacks. Trent Coles had a pretty good year. We're getting to the quarterback.
At times.
But our defense, you know, I still can't get over the Arizona game. But I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's coaching, if it's players, if it's the scheme.
Casey, that's the great question. And I don't know if I have an answer. I think I have an idea. I think that in the NFL, everybody's by and large a very capable player. Anybody on the roster.
I mean, Jared Page, Casey Matthews, those guys were hideous decisions. I mean,
well, I understand that, and they didn't. They certainly have not proven on the field to be quality, productive players. But I believe coaching goes a long way in that too. I mean, I've seen coaches overcome injuries, and you still make it work.
Right.
I think in the off season, guessing, there'll be a combination of very significant moves. There will be some change to the coaching staff. What those changes will be, I don't know. And there will be changes to the roster, significant changes to the roster. What those changes are, I don't know. Clearly, some of the personnel moves that the Eagles made didn't work. And when I look at 4-8, the way I believe, it's not one guy or one decision or one group. It's they all share in the blame.
Right.
You get to this point together. Maybe you brought too many free agents in. Maybe you didn't bring enough of them in. Maybe you made some draft picks that you regret. Maybe you made some coaching moves that you shouldn't have made. And then in the game situation, you know, maybe the coaches just aren't doing a good enough job in their play calls. And I believe Andy Reid when he says you have to put players in the right position. As boring as it sounds,
yeah,
you put them in the right and you win. And this team is not – what bothers me right now, Casey, when I look at Seattle, I mean, the Eagles can't lose to a Seattle team. Like, they can't lose like that.
Yeah, but you know what? I was at that game, unfortunately. But you look at that game – and the Seattle is stronger than the Eagles on the offensive line and the defensive line.
I don't believe that. I don't think their offensive line.
We got pushed back. I mean, we got pushed around in that game.
Their offensive line, but their offensive line isn't a good offensive line.
No, they pushed us around, but
that game, the Seahawks dominated the Eagles.
I mean, Chris Clemens basically looked like, Charles Haley of 10 years ago. I mean, when he was on the Eagles, he didn't run like that fast all year with the Eagles.
Yep. I mean, I agree. Casey, look, I wish I could point to one thing. First of all, let me just say this. Thank you so much for being such a great fan and being at every game and investing so much of your time, your money, your heart into the team. It's going to get better here, and I know there's going to be some significant changes. I don't know what they are. I'm not sure anybody here knows what they are yet. You have to go through the period of evaluation.
Oh, Dave, I bring back Ken. I pay him. I bring him back because I go to the games. I watch the games. He makes plays where other guys get open. All right, and that's got to be that's got to be said. The fact that he's having a tough year with the personal issues, when he's on his game and he wants to play. I mean, I know that's a key, but he stretches the field. He runs the field so other guys get wide open. Okay, and that's got to be said. Where nobody ever says that. They just point out the bad things or when he does something good. But he's also a threat to get other guys open. And if you get rid of him, and let's say he goes, hey, let's face it, I know the perfect team he would go to, and it'd be New England, okay, because they don't have a deep threat. They'd be the first team on board to pay him. They paid Moss and see what happened to him. They would sign him in a heartbeat. So I don't want that guy leaving our team, okay? And I just wanted to put that out there, and you should get a poll of the Eagles fans who actually call this show and say how many people want him to leave, because I would say – 3 out of 4 would want him to stay. And I don't care what it costs. I want the guy back on the team next year.
I don't know what's going to happen with Deshaun. I will say this. Yeah. If you don't bring him back, you better bring somebody in to replace the speed.
Yep.
Hey, give me a prediction, if you would, Casey, for the game.
Oh, yeah. I actually like him this week. I'll say, Vic and that, I'll say 27-20 Eagles.
Okay.
All right.
Great. Hey,
I'll
Casey, thanks.
Miami.
Have a great trip down there. All right.
Yep.
Thanks for the call. 215-339-6709. See, I believe this, that Casey represents a very large number of Eagles fans who are obviously frustrated about the season. Everybody is. I think everybody here clearly shares that feeling of disappointment and frustration. And it's a step back this year. So what do the Eagles do to step forward? And get beyond here. Well, I'd like to discuss it with you. 215-339-6709. It's Eagles Live. We're taking your phone calls. We're taking your predictions. We are looking at this team going to Miami. We're coming right back in just a moment. Got a lot to talk about.
Opportunity, opportunity is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night, grab it in the day, grab it right now, it'll get away. You better snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it.
Buy and sell tickets safely and securely at NFL.com Ticket Exchange.
Are you?
Yeah. In about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why? Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line. Where are you going? Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our postgame show presented by Rico.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
Is crossing the finish line the best way to start the season? We think so. Give them a running start with the brands they want at an unbeatable value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Crazy to come out of this weekend knowing that there are still some playoff hopes alive.
Yeah, you know, as bad as we've done, you know, still have hope. We just got to try to take that as, you know, motivation and, you know, use that for whatever, you know, we can get at this point, you know, to keep us going and keep us going strong. Because, you know, as long as there's still hope out there, you got to try to take advantage of your part.
What do you feel like the mindset is in here? I know you've had a few days off now to kind of get away from it a little bit, just, you know, the general feel of the team.
It's a lot of disappointment, you know, just a lot of people, you know, we feel like we haven't taken care of business, you know, so it's big disappointment from that end, you know, big disappointment from, you know, our record, left opportunities, and, you know, we just got to, you know, we still got a chance, and, you know, even if we didn't have a chance, you know, we still just need to do it just because we can, you know, just because we want to, and, you know, we just got to go out there and play hard.
How crazy does it sound that even though you guys are where you are, you could win this division still?
I mean, it's crazy, you know, but, you know, it's something that, you know, if you have the opportunity, you just got to try to take advantage of it. And, heck, I remember my third year in the league, we were 4-8, and we came back and we won the next four, and we almost made it in the playoffs. We lost a tiebreaker to the Giants for the wild card spot. But, you know, you've got to, if you have that opportunity there or available, you know, you got to try to take advantage of whatever, you know, you can control there. And then, you know, if everything else comes together, then you at least, you know, you've done your part to try to get there.
Even last year in Green Bay, you guys had to need some help and got, you know, had some work to do to make it to the postseason.
Yeah, a lot different situation now, though, you know, but, you know, we just, like I said, we just got to take care of our part. You know, it's a lot of different scenarios that could happen, but, you know, if we don't take care of ours, then, you know, they don't mean anything.
No, it doesn't affect you on defense, but just as a team, do you think there was a little boost to have Mike Vick back out there today?
You know, Vick has been one of the leaders. You know, he's plays an important role on the team. You know, we've got plenty of confidence in, you know, whoever has to step up. But, you know, Vick has been, you know, one of the leaders coming into the season, you know, and I think it will give us a boost having him back.
What's the coach's tone like this week? I mean, has it changed at all?
Nah, you know, not much. You know, he, you know, coach is still motivated. You know, he's still trying to motivate us, you know, keep us going. And, you know, I think, you know, he's definitely not showing any signs of quit or, you know, any signs of giving up or throwing the towel in. You know, he wants us to keep fighting and, you know, wants us to try to take advantage of any opportunity that we may have.
Do people on this defense still believe in Juan Castillo and what he's trying to do here?
Yeah, you know, heck, you got to believe. You know, you got to try to believe. You got to go out there and try to execute. And, you know, I think the execution is our biggest flaw right now. You know, we're just not executing, you know, the things we're supposed to.
Did you guys have the right plan for Marshawn Lynch Thursday?
Yeah, a lot of missed tackles. You know, we had some missed assignments. Like I said, it's the execution. It's the biggest problem for us, and it's been the biggest problem for us.
Why do you think that has been a consistent scenario over the last few weeks? Because you guys have constantly talked about that, about the execution.
You know, I don't know. You know, we came out against the Giants, and, you know, we executed pretty well. And, you know, it's like, you know, maybe – you know, maybe we got too high off of that game. You know, maybe we didn't, approach the next games, you know, with the same intensity. You know, you look at our record in our division, you know, and then you look at our record, you know, against everyone else, you know, and it looks like we're not coming out with the same intensity in you know, regular games as we are in the division games.
Thank you,
man. All right.
And that is Cullen Jenkins searching for answers, as we all are. Let's get back to the telephones here. Dave Spadaro with you, Eagles Live, the name of the show. Anthony in Massachusetts. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, Dave. How are we doing?
Okay. Thanks for holding on there, buddy.
I just want to piggyback on the last caller.
Okay.
I mean, when you look in the stands, I mean, what do you see? You see DeSean Jackson jerseys. I mean, he is your guy. I mean, I know he may be greedy. I mean,
it's not greed. Let's talk about the football part of it here.
Yeah,
is he a franchise? Is he a franchise receiver?
He doesn't have the greatest hands in the world, you know. But in terms of playmaking abilities, I mean, the guy, he's got it. I mean, he can make plays, you know, Larry Fitzgerald, Calvin Johnson, Andre Johnson can't. I mean, he's fast. I mean, he's a dynamic player on special teams and the offensive side of the ball. I mean, you got it. He's your guy. I mean, he's no Larry Fitzgerald, but he's your guy. I mean, you got it. You got to go. You got to get him. You know.
Well, it'll be, again, and I've said this all year, it's a very difficult negotiation because I don't know what is being discussed. I don't know.
I mean, sorry to interrupt you, but
no,
I know it's not. He's not $100 million money. I mean, but he's certainly Santonio Holmes money, like five years, $60 million.
But what if he doesn't want that? But what if his agent is...
You got to work. You got to find a way, man, because the Eagles, that's their guy. DeSean Jackson is their guy. I mean, fans come to the stadium to see DeSean Jackson do what you're doing, what you have on this screen right here.
Let me ask you this, Anthony. Okay, when you prepare a budget in the NFL, and you have to fit under the salary cap, and you have to kind of project it.
Well, I mean,
So you're looking at who am I going to sign? Who am I not going to sign? You've got in the next 2 years, you've got LeSean McCoy coming up, you've got DeSean Jackson coming up, you've got Jeremy Maclin coming up.
Do you think Jeremy Maclin's going to be $100 million, like a huge, huge contract? I don't think so.
I think Jeremy Maclin's a better receiver.
Yeah, but he's not. He doesn't bring to the table what DeSean Jackson does. He opens up the field for other receivers.
And I will acknowledge that DeSean, without DeSean, the offense isn't the same.
Saying, I haven't seen Jeremy Maclin make clutch catches, you know? I haven't seen him make clutch catches. You know, I don't think he catches balls more, you know, better than DeSean.
I'll just say this. When DeSean's...
I mean, how many times did he drop balls, you know?
Who, Jeremy Maclin?
Yeah, how many times did he drop balls during the end of...
Certainly, never until this year had we seen a problem with Jeremy Maclin, but
in the two games. You can't even be telling me that. Well, I haven't been a huge fan of Jeremy Macklin's, you know,
I think he's terrific. But let me just ask you.
He's not a bad receiver.
No, Anthony. But I'll say this: when DeSean's not in the lineup, you definitely notice a difference. The offense isn't the same. But I'll tell you, in these last three games without Jeremy Maclin in the lineup, the offense hasn't been close to the same. Okay, they scored 17,
right,
17, 20, and 10. Now that's without Michael Vick too. I'm not gonna be a fool here. But the point is, is it possible to sign all three of those players What if Deshaun, if Deshaun's sitting there going, I'm getting Larry Fitzgerald money or I ain't signing, what are you going to do? What do you do? Now, I don't know if that's the case.
I don't know, man. All I know is that Eagles fans come to see Deshaun Jackson perform, man. And Mike Vick, that those two are your guys. Those are your top guys. You base the team offensively off those two guys. And then
I don't disagree
with Sean McCoy. I don't even want people thinking about Jeremy Maclin. I mean, he's a very good receiver, okay? You know, but he's not a playmaker like LeSean McCoy, Mike Vick, or Deshaun Jackson. I'm just saying, man. I know you guys may think Jeremy Maclin is like, okay, he can go up and get the ball sometimes and stuff, you know, but it's and he's not, you know, as, you know, fragile as Deshaun Jackson, you know, but it's like, do people come to the stadium with an 18 jersey or a 10 jersey? I mean, what would you rather, it's about making money, honestly.
I'm not, what do you mean it's about making money? No, it's not about making money. It's not about selling. It's not about keeping the player who sells the most jerseys. It's about making your team the best. And I'm telling you that whatever decision the Eagles make, and it's going to be a difficult decision. They got a really tough offseason ahead of them. It's going to be fascinating to see what happens. Not only this offseason, but looking ahead to try to keep some of these younger players. And then you've got the Trent Coles of the world and the Mike Pattersons of the world and all those contracts that you signed 5 years ago. Those are coming up too.
What's the most you could pay a defensive end, you know?
A hell of a lot of money. A hell of a lot of money. But, hey, Anthony, it's a great question. I appreciate your point of view. And, you know, I think Deshaun's a terrific player, and I'd love to keep him here. And I hope the Eagles keep him here.
I don't want you guys to think that he deserves Larry Fitzgerald money. I mean, I don't believe that at all.
But if his people,
who's your guy? That is the Eagles' guy.
But if nobody doubts that. But if he and his representative Drew Rosenhaus only believe that they're going to sign for the very top number,
you got to meet in the middle.
You'd love to. Takes two to tango, though.
You can't let him go, man.
There is the other option. The Eagles can use the franchise tag on Deshaun and keep him for a year and then use that time to negotiate. So that's a possibility. Yeah. Anthony, give me a prediction.
I don't know, dude. Miami looks good. Miami looks great.
Yeah, well, whatever. Okay. Yeah.
I'd say 31-28. I don't even want to go this route, but Eagles victory.
Thank you, my friend.
All right,
man. 215-339-6709. I guess this is going to be the big theme of the offseason when we get there, because the Eagles are still alive. But when you get there, who do you keep? Who do you let go? Eagles made tremendous changes in the offseason. And I think the average age on this roster is 26.5 years. Fifth, maybe youngest team in the league. Where is their age? You know, Vince Young, he's got a little bit of age on him. Babin's like 30. Cullen Jenkins is 30. Nnamdi's 30. They all still have a lot of life in them, football life left in them. Age specific, you can see keeping this crew together. But obviously the Eagles are going to make some changes and some upgrades, we hope. Myron in Kansas City joins us. Hi, Myron.
What's up, Big Dave?
Hello, sir.
Oh, man. I was listening to the other caller, but the caller prior to him, I believe that he expresses the views of a lot of us and how we feel. We just know that this season definitely has not gone the way that we had planned or, you know, that I don't think the organization is planning. Nobody planned this.
Right.
So, you know, but like we all know that this team is must-see TV. Gotta have it. I mean, the ratings, you know, even when we're not on TV, you know, we during playoff time, you know, obviously the ratings slip a little. You know, that's just facts. You know, it's kind of like how the Bulls were in the 90s. You know, you gotta, you know, we are a dominant force as far as the NFL and what people like to watch.
Agreed.
Is what I'm, you know, what I'm saying. We got the personnel for that. Do I agree that we keep Jackson at all costs? No. Is it necessary that we keep him? Yeah.
Okay, tell me why.
And why?
Yeah.
I think that every team has that person. I think he is that person. As far as what we need, I mean, I think I honestly believe that his thing right now is more mental more than anything. You know, I think he's a sensible enough young man to know that he may tell himself that he is the best to ever do it. Blah blah blah. But I think deep down inside his soul, he knows that he does not command that type of loop. You know, that not Larry type money. And I think he'll figure that out. And I think he'll come to an agreement that's comparable. Okay. I believe that.
Although, listen, if you're an agent, and you say, look, we've gone this far, let's go test the waters. It only takes one team to make that commitment. So it's a very difficult decision all around for everybody.
Right, right. And I also know that he also has a presence of mind. He could have all the money. And let's just say somebody offers him huge money. Chances are they're not going to be somebody who's going to be a contender. And he'll have the money, but he'll be even more upset with the losing that will probably lock him in. It happened in Cincinnati with Ocho and Tio, you know. So, you know, I think he'll kind of know where his bread is buttered. You know, I believe that.
Well, he's in a great offense. He's in with a coach who knows him, who understands mm-hmm. him, who knows how to handle him. And they throw the football a lot here, so there's a lot of opportunities for play. If you go to Kansas City, for example,
mm-hmm.
and working with Tyler Palko and Matt Castle, I mean, you're not going to get as many chances to make big plays. Plus,
my point exactly. Yeah. My point exactly.
Yeah.
And he's not going to like it. Trust you me, I miss home. I miss living in Philly. I really do. I miss being home. And trust you me, he ain't going to like it here either. You know, I have a very good career. You know, I make my money. But hey, I would much rather be home if I thought I could pull it off and live the way that I live now.
It's not
and
Philly,
he's not
baby.
Gonna, he's not yeah. going to like it here, yeah. by no mistake. Even if they did have the money to offer him.
Well, you know? I mean, it's look. I know that Jackson's the focal point here mm-hmm. with the off season, and I don't know what's going to happen. I can't sit here and tell you what's going to happen. I really can't.
Right, right. You know, and I think as far as Andy is concerned, he's going to stay. I think Mr. Lurie likes him. We like him. Just like our family, we get upset with family members at times. We may not even talk to him until the following Thanksgiving or whatever the case may be. But they're still family, you know. And I think because who else is out there? You know, I don't think Tower is a better coach. He's not going to leave his cushy job that he has now. There just really is nobody else. And I don't think there's anybody else on the coaching staff who is in line to succeed Reed at this particular term. You know, I think he's built up enough credit to have the type of season that he's had once, you know, at least once, in order to get it together. Now, like you said, I honestly believe there's going to be some big name changes in the coaching staff, Reed excluded, and whether it be Juan or, you know, I honestly believe that Howard, I think Mudd stays, and I know Washburn stays as well. So it's going to be, I honestly, like you said, it's going to be an interesting offseason, to say the least.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, Myron. I'd like to. I'm allowing myself to get jazzed up about Sunday against the Dolphins because the game still means something, regardless of how slim the chances are of making the playoffs. It still means something. Now, I watched on Thursday night, and I thought, oh my gosh, the Eagles just can't possibly be this bad, but they they sure were, and the Seattle Seahawks beat the living stuffing out of them. Now the Eagles have to go 4-0 to make the playoffs. The Cowboys have to go 1-3. The Giants 2-2, and then you know the Eagles win the division. Slim,
well,
yes.
Like I said, now that's not really not that's not a far fetched
well,
scenario
is, it
when
is,
it's laid
it is.
Out like that.
It is, and the most difficult part of that whole thing is going to be the Eagles going 4-0. It's not an easy schedule. Dolphins are an outstanding team of late, and then you got to go to Dallas, and you have the Jets at home. I mean, it's not an easy final
yeah,
four game.
But I think those teams also are very much capable of falling asleep at the wheel as much as we are capable of losing the game in the closing seven. You see, I don't think it's a lock that necessarily couldn't happen. We remember a couple of years ago, we needed help from the Raiders, who barely won a game to beat the Buccaneers, who were rolling, and they did it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, like you said, Stranger Things have happened.
Yes, indeed.
But,
give me a
prediction. That's how I feel about Big Dave, man. Appreciate you, bro.
Give me a prediction.
The tough squeeze, Big Dave. You
Don't
know what?
Leave without giving predictions.
We get this with 27-24 on a Henry field goal.
Okay. Hey, Myron, thank you.
All right, Big Dave.
All right. All right, so what we want to play here is myth or reality. Hi, Colt. Colt Anderson, everyone. Myth or reality, my man. Up top, baby. Myth. Yeah, we can say it on. Yeah. You got it up there. Myth or reality. The common theme is LeSean McCoy doesn't get the football enough, right? Is that myth or is that reality? Let's take a look at this. Here's your rankings. Maurice Jones-Drew, 250 carries. Michael Turner, 233 carries. Arian Foster, 224 carries. Frank Gore, 224 carries. LeSean McCoy, 215 carries. Fifth highest number of carries in the National Football League. 35 carries fewer than Maurice Jones-Drew, which is actually less than 3 carries per game fewer than Maurice Jones-Drew. The verdict here? Myth. Okay. Myth. That's my myth, and I'm sticking to it. I'm Dave Spadaro. We're coming back on Eagles Live in just one moment.
You can say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the flames, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the proud sponsor of Eagles in the Community. For more information on the program, please visit the Community Relations page on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're enjoying a great 2011 season together. Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Eagles in the Community.
Papa John's, the official pizza of the Philadelphia Eagles, asks, are you ready for some football and pizza? Starting in preseason every Tuesday after a game, get a large Papa John's pizza for just $8.99. For every touchdown the Eagles score, you get a free topping. Double the toppings with an Eagles victory. How many toppings, I mean touchdowns, will they score? You score when the Eagles score. Your Papa John's pizza is just $8.99 every Tuesday throughout the season. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Tuesdays are Eagles days at Papa John's.
Hey, Eagles fans, I'm Randall Cunningham, and you're watching Eagles Live.
The Eagles season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
So people plan on that game
for like a trip or a vacation or something like that.
So we'll get a lot of fans on.
They may have already
bought the flights.
I'm not trying to be funny.
No, yeah. In all seriousness, yeah.
Arizona and Miami, the two places where people live on their schedule.
Let's
you
make
go. Away games. That's the away game we're going to go.
Okay.
So you could have a huge turnout. That would be an uplift, I think, next time, wouldn't it?
Yeah. No, I mean, anytime you get fans there at a away game, that's always beneficial. And if we can take their crowd out of it with our crowd, that'd be awesome. Sorry, guys.
I wasn't having Mike back.
Awesome. You know, he's back on top of things. And, you know, he was mentally, he was all there today, which you would think a guy missing a few weeks, he kind of be slow to come back. But he was right back on top of it. So it was good to have him back.
I know you guys have plenty of confidence in Vince when he's in there, but do you get a little shot in the arm when you get Mike back there?
Yeah, I mean, we have confidence with anybody that goes in. I mean, that's the way you kind of got to do it. But I think Mike is a special player and that we always appreciate when he's out there.
You ever think now, I mean, it's 4-8, whatever, you can reflect a little bit about your body of work
as short as it is. You know, you've come from Cincinnati. We just talked about the Liberty Bowl to where on that, you know, on the broadcast the other night, your coach was talking to you about already a sixth round draft pick being one of the best centers in the league. And
nobody argued that. And if you go through the league, what do you argue about? Do you think about that at all?
No, I really don't. I really don't. And I didn't even know that he said that until just now. But I'm taking it the same way I've taken it since day one. I'm just trying to get better each and every day. Each and every day at practice and improve each game. And I think that I've done that so far. And that I've been happy with the way I've played this season just because each week I've improved upon the week before.
You know, I'm looking at the numbers in total touches. McCoy has 257 total touches. Jones-Drew has 279. So what's that, 22 more? Then Foster has 265. McCoy actually has the third highest number of touches in the league. And that's your carries. I mean, myth or reality? I don't know. Am I wrong here? I'm just looking at pure numbers. Let's go to Ace in D.C. Ace, welcome to the show this morning.
Dave, what up, Dave?
Hi, Ace.
Hey, look, before I get my point across, the numbers you was just showing about them Curry, you know, man, it's something I tell you all the time. Not how many times he carries the ball, it's when he carries the ball.
Well, that's a different argument, Ace. That's not the argument that I hear every day, and that's not the argument that the analysts always bring up. You got to give him more touches. You got to give him more touches. You got to give him more touches. Now, if you want to argue, give him touches at different times, that's a different argument. We've discussed that. Yeah. I would like to see him get more touches in the red zone.
Well, I don't think it's.
But he scored a million touchdowns, so I mean, he's getting touches in the red zone.
I don't think it's a red zone thing, Dave. I think it's more of it's just play calling when they give him the ball. Like I said, you know, I always knew that he get those that many touches. It's just that they give him the ball at the wrong time. Like it's like last week, for example, he got the majority of his touches when we was down 10 points. That's a prime example. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like saying, when we win in 10 to nothing, he won't get those carries. That's when we start throwing the ball. All right? And McCoy disappears from the game.
Well, McCoy had 10 carries last week in the second half, and the Eagles were getting their rear ends kicked. So what do you want him to do, carry 20 times in the second half? 30 times in the second half? You got to score points quickly.
To me, Dave, I always said I don't think McCoy is that kind of back. I think, you know, that's the problem we run into with him. And I think the Eagles know that. I think that McCoy is not a 25-20 carry back a game because he would – I mean, he's not big enough for it, and his agility is better on the outside. So I don't think you want to be sending him straight up the middle that much. I commend the Eagles for that. I mean, people are going to disagree with me on that. But I think that's the reason why they got to give Brown a mixture of those curries. I think everything will look different. But look, let me make this point here, Dave.
Yes, sir.
This Deshaun Jackson thing is driving me nuts, man. And I'm going to use one of Chris McPherson's words.
Okay.
One trick pony, all right? See, we got to get off the perception of the Eagles of this team being, remember I told you before, we consider explosive. Exciting and all these fancy, pretty little names, but we don't have championship names connected to us. Okay, the thing is, man, I always tell you, we get players all the time that hold us hostage. I think Deshaun Jackson is one of those players where we can't move forward on our wide receiver situation because, to me, I look at him. That's another Kevin Curtis. I think Deshaun Jackson is a speedy Kevin Curtis, but he is less tougher. So I ask every fan who keeps saying pay him, why would you pay a man who is only going to work from hash marks out?
We've had this conversation.
where he's not a big play receiver to me. And see, what I think a lot of people miss is they're not looking at Deshaun's stats for this year. And they're not looking at Deshaun's stats since he got a concussion. And I think that's what a lot of us need to start paying attention to.
So what would you do, Ace? What's your plan for number 10?
And this is going to hurt a lot of people. I think we trade him for a high pick and we upgrade on a wide receiver in a draft. That's called moving forward.
So franchise him, and then trade him.
Yeah, and see, I'm not into the, you know, like the first thing people say is, well, he's going to go to the Giants. Man, so what? The Giants nobody would use him the way we use him. See, I think he would go to an AFC team. We don't play them. That shouldn't bother the Eagles organization.
I don't think it's in the Giants' MO. They've got plenty of receivers. They don't need
exactly.
This whole thing about receivers is just. But let me ask you. So let me ask you this: if you get rid of DeSean Jackson, how are you replacing? And let's not ignore it. The man does have. He makes defenses account for him. How do you replace that?
I disagree with you, Dave. I think to a certain extent he does,
yeah.
But I think you can shut him down easily. It's just like Andy Reid saying the game after the game. All you got to do is drop them safeties. I mean, drop them back, and you're good to go. Deshaun out the game. Now that opened it up for Macklin. I think now this is just my point of view. Now everybody who wasn't on Sunday. And I could tell you, anybody that watched the games on Sunday would tell you that every team that they saw, even the stinky teams, looked like they was in a better position to win than the Eagles are. We don't have the receivers, man. You know what I'm saying? We can DeSean Jackson and Jeremy Maclin, those are not number one and number two receivers
if
you want to win Super Bowls. They are
exciting. Whoa. Let's back up here. The Packers have a bunch of real good receivers.
Wait a minute, though, Dave.
They don't have
Packers.
They have the quarterback.
Do you see the size of those guys?
They have big. Now, I am on board with the bigger receivers. I am on board with the bigger receivers.
But they have more. Look, man, look at what we've been doing for the last 3 years.
The Saints. Who are the Saints' number one receivers? Marcus Colston? The guy was a seventh rounder. Was he even drafted?
Well, all of them got size, and the catch is they got more. The thing is, man, all our receivers, we've been knowing them for the last 5 years. Hall. Seems like every time we lose a receiver, Hall come back. Like, where the hell is everybody else? You know what I'm saying? So I say they got to get off of that philosophy. I think
the Cowboys go out and get Lauren Robinson. Lauren Robinson was cut by two teams.
Exactly.
Now, there are receivers out there all over the place, people.
And see, but like I told you 2 weeks before, Dave, that all goes, and as much as I hate to say this, if Andy Reid is going to stay, I mean, he got a ball of his whole script. And I mean that literally, because I'm like, if Marty Mortyway can stay if you get him the players, I think, remember I told you, man, it's just such a mess. I think, and one hand is not washing the other here. The wide receivers are too small. They can't play. They're not tough enough. So the offensive calls look bad. The wide receivers are too small, not tough enough. So you can't run McCoy that much. So it's a whole bunch of things
McCoy's
going on.
McCoy's second in the league in rushing. Anyway, give me your thanks for your points. Give me your prediction for the game.
Steve, you know I don't like messing with it. I'm going 13-10 because Miami, man, that's going to be that's a Seattle Seahawks game in the making if we don't watch out.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 13-10.
Thanks so much. I'll say the Eagles better play a lot more inspired football than they did on Thursday night. Michael Vick back in the lineup. Jeremy Maclin hopefully back in the lineup. You know, let's see something from this football team. I was watching the game on Thursday night. You're sitting there and you're just going, I can't believe this. Can't believe this. Now, hopefully that the Eagles come back with this bye week and they feel just a little bit better. And if you were not here early in the show, we're going to take a little break here. But first, the Eagles do have a chance. Yesterday we offered that expert analysis as well. We're going to offer this expert analysis. Take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more. But we have a good myth for you. Myth or reality. But the Eagles' playoff hopes still alive. And here's why.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is!
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
Say that I like things fast, not because my supercar shoots the planes, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet. 40 years. 14,610 days. 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution. All for the 1 second you needed. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our post-game show presented by Rico.
This bounty of ice cream from our Lancaster County Dairy.
Share with the neighbors.
I did, but you keep making more.
We use only the finest wholesome ingredients. It's too good not to share.
Let's take it to the market.
What shall we call our ice cream?
Gobble, gobble.
And that's how Turkey Hill Dairy came to be. Imported from Lancaster County.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access. Redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
As much of a boost as it can be for you guys over these last four games.
Oh yeah, I mean, Mike's one of the most extraordinary athletes in this game, and to have him out on the field with us is going to be huge for us.
What's your reaction to what happened yesterday with all the NFC teams? Guys still have a chance.
That's good, but I think we got to take care of our own stuff. We got to start winning games before we can worry about other people. But it still gives us a chance, which is good. And that's all you can ask for when you're in this position.
The vibes you get around the locker room, are you still convinced that everybody mentally, emotionally, physically still in no defeatist attitudes in this locker room?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, I mean, we still do have a chance. So guys are playing like that, and hey, I don't see anybody on this team giving up anyway.
Is there any burden that you guys have to play with over the next 4 weeks that your head coach has said a lot of criticism and wondering about his job?
Yeah, Coach Reed is one of the best coaches I've ever been around. I mean, I got so much faith in him and in this organization. That's one thing I'm not really worried about. You know, I'm more worried about us as players going out there and making plays and winning football games. That's it.
Is it unfair that he is taking the brunt of the criticism for what has happened this year?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know people are going to go after him because he's the leader of us. But he's a great leader, and you know, we as the followers, we need to follow what he says and listen to what he's saying.
I think we get the guys really stand up for him. Like, we think he's a great coach, but you know, 4-12 might make people
have to make moves. So do you feel like you guys have to start to win some games?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. We got to worry about us and winning games. You know, we can't worry about that. I think if you start worrying about that, then it's all lost.
You guys have talked about making plays and continuing to fight for several weeks now. How do you make it different this week than it has been the past few?
Well, you see on film when we're not making plays, it's because somebody's making a mistake so we can't make a play, or the person just didn't do the right thing. It's all on us. You know, it's nothing that they're doing to, you know, make us not make the play. So, you know, it's on us just turning it around and everybody doing the right thing, doing their job, and believing in each other.
Right, when you see what happened with Dallas in New York yesterday, is it more on your lines of thinking, damn, if we don't only get that, or do you look at it and say, you know, how crazy it is we start?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I think it was 2 years ago, the way that we got in was, or 3 years ago. '08, the way we got in was absolutely ridiculous. I mean, we had to have so many things happen. And so we know that it's possible, but we've got to take care of our own business if we want that to happen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Dave Spadaro with you. It's Eagles Live, Eagles Dolphins, Sunday, 1 o'clock on Fox. I guess truly this is the first absolute must-win game of the season. A loss here, Eagles are done. Let's go to D'Angelo in Houston. Hi, D'Angelo.
Big day. What's going on, man?
Hi there. Good. Well, good morning still.
Oh, yeah, man. I want to see how your day is going because I hear it's going pretty good in your voice, I can tell. It's been pretty bad the last few weeks.
Yes, thank you. I'm a little bit back to life now.
Yeah, I'm happy for you, man.
Thanks.
I want to touch on a few things, man. The last couple of calls with Deshaun Jackson bashing, I got to disagree, man. I think that you can't say he's not this, he's not that, because you say he's not Larry Fitzgerald, but Larry Fitzgerald and Deshaun Jackson neither. Now, we all agree that he doesn't deserve Larry Fitzgerald money. Shit, Larry Fitzgerald didn't deserve it. But at the same time, it's like, does Larry Fitzgerald turn punch? I mean, because if you look at it, I think the main reason why we're actually losing these games is because our third team is horrible. Look at our kick return yardage.
Well, the coverage,
the
coverage is excellent. The return game has not been good.
Cole Anderson. I mean, I'm so angry that we lost him.
Yeah.
Because our punt coverage is downright amazing. But when you took a look at our return yards, I want to say maybe we're the bottom half kick our return.
I will tell you.
I know against Deion Lewis, but the guy has to go past 20 yards on return.
The Eagles are 26 in the league in kickoff start spot, 21 yard line. They are second in the league in kickoff coverage.
I knew it had to be somewhere around that line, because if you, and once again, this is why I get back to Deshaun Jackson. I don't understand why the fans so hard on the guy, because he's not a 6'4 receiver. He's not. He's a blazer. But keep this in mind. He works in our system. It's just like trying to say that Peyton Manning receivers at the time of the height of his career were not durable guys. I mean, Reggie Wayne's what, 6 foot? Marvin Harrison maybe what, 6'1" at that? These are 6 foot, 190-pound guys. Now, Deshaun is 2 inches shorter, but he's a lot faster than these guys. These guys work well in our system. These guys stretch the field for us. We can't complain about our receivers, and we can't complain about our running game if we have a top-five offense, and we're number one, number two, and it comes to rushing the ball.
Yeah.
We can't complain about Shady not being a 30-touch guy when you just show the stats. He's fifth as far as touches.
Well, listen, I don't think anybody should bash Deshaun. He's a hell of a player. He's a Pro Bowl player. The question is, it comes down to a business decision here, and a football decision, and because again, you've got to fit a lot of pieces into a salary cap that is not, it's not never ending.
I totally agree. I think the main thing is that, once again, we can't speak like you said already. We can't speak because we don't know what Deshaun Jackson is requesting. We don't know that.
Right.
We don't know if Deshaun Jackson is saying, "Give me Larry money, or I'm gone," or if Deshaun's just saying, you know, I just want some money, because at the same time, let's be honest about this. You paid everyone around him but him. So, I mean, you know, keep that to perspective. And another thing,
well, they haven't paid Deshaun. No, though, they haven't paid McCoy yet. They haven't paid Macklin yet. There are going to be
But has Macklin and McCoy brung it to the light?
Yeah. McCoy? Oh, you mean the contract?
McCoy's playing with, and he's saying, you know, I'll be patient. But we already knew that DeSean Jackson was starting to run thin on patience. And the guy's young. He's 20. He just turned 25 years old. People talk about the guy with the guy's 35. You know, he's 25 years old. We knew that coming to a league, we should have signed him earlier. But at the same time, I don't think it's a reason for fans to say, we shouldn't sign this guy. We don't need this guy because we need this guy. When we say big play, he's the guy.
I am on board with the speed element. I love his explosiveness. I mean, there's pluses and minuses with every player. DeSean Jackson makes you account for him on the football field. If you do not have DeSean Jackson, you have to replace that element. D'Angelo, give me a prediction for the game.
Oh, man. Let's see. 35-28. Eagles, fly, baby, fly. It's playoff time. We can still do it. I've been saying it since week four. It's going to come down to week 16-17 for us. I've been saying it. No one believed me. I've been calling it. I know you remember me saying it after the Washington game. I said, well, our division is going to come down to the last game. I told everybody that.
Well,
and here it is. Like I said it.
I will take – hey, thanks, D'Angelo. If there's something to play for on January 1st, count me in. At this point, I'll take it. 4-8. Let's keep the season alive here. The next few weeks. All right, myth or reality, turnovers are killing this football team. Is that a myth or is that a reality? Let's take a look at the turnovers. Eagles giveaways, 32nd in the NFL. Interceptions, 32nd in the NFL. Fumbles, 23rd, tied in the NFL. Turnover differential, minus 13, tied for worst in the NFL. The record, you see it, 4-8. So the analysis here, it's true. Look at the bottom of the NFL list. They're really not tied for 32. They're tied for 30th, but that's fine. You get the point. Eagles, Colts, Redskins, all 13 in the red. Chargers, 9. Cardinals, minus 8. Look at the top. You want to win football games? Here's how you win football games. You win the battle of turnovers. 49ers, plus 18. That's unbelievable. Packers, plus 16. Texans, Patriots, the Bears. Now, that Bears number is going to drop with the injuries they've had, but the Bears have built their record 7-4 prior to this week because they've not turned the football over and they've taken the football away. Verdict, it is true. Let's go to Keene in Maine. Hi, Keene.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
All right, Keene. Welcome. How you doing, man?
It's been a rough year.
Yeah, it has been.
Yeah, I've been trying to keep my wits about me and not get too upset about it, but it's tough. Been a tough year to watch Eagles football.
I feel dazed and confused.
Yeah, it just it's been one of those years where some of the changes we made just didn't jive, and you know, hopefully Andy Reid will get it worked out. I don't really think we have a shot at making the playoffs. I don't care what mathematics say. This team's kind of quit on him, I think, a little bit this year. As you were saying, turnovers have killed us. This is probably the worst fundamentally sound team I think Andy Reid's put together.
They haven't played well.
There's
no question.
The offensive line hasn't clicked.
Although I think the offensive line, Keene, has played pretty darn well here of late, for sure. Very well, actually. I thought
they struggled, and
new pieces. You know,
Michael Vick, you know, took too many hits early on, and it's just we need to make some changes now. Whether that and Andy Reid goes, I'm not sure if that's the right answer, but. He's had a 13-year run, and he's won a lot of games for us. But if you look at the last couple of years, some of his decision-making hasn't been where I would like the head coach to be.
Okay.
And I think he might have a little bit too much on his plate being the GM.
But he's not the GM. Howie Roseman's the GM.
I mean, not the GM, but the his other title.
He's executive vice president of football operations.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I just think he's been a little bit distracted, maybe. I don't know if that's the right term, but...
I'll tell you what I think.
High-end draft picks haven't panned out.
That's part of it. And, you know, he made a very controversial move to rip apart the coaching staff, and that's
Yeah, in an abbreviated offseason, it's tough to make changes and get those changes implemented. I think that was a huge error, and obviously we're paying for it this year.
Yep.
But, you know, we've been our own worst enemy, especially early on in the games, was we just gave away the games.
Yep.
I mean, turnovers killed us, Atlanta, I mean, et cetera, et cetera. So.
Yes, 2 of 7 in the red zone against San Francisco.
Yeah, you know, we had the worst turnover differential, as you posted. Or, you know, it's just been very poor execution on our part. And, you know, I hope that the team doesn't quit on them, but, you know, that Seattle game showed telltale signs of a team that's just, you know, kind of defeated.
Didn't bring it. There's no question about it.
Yeah, the Deshaun Jackson thing, I say let him go. I think he's replaceable.
Okay.
And Riley Cooper's proven that.
Well, but you're not. But Riley Cooper doesn't come close to replacing the speed. Now, Riley plays at the X, where there's more size. That's why he's starting instead of Macklin. If you don't have Deshaun Jackson here, you better get somebody who's going to get
you
down the field.
I want us to go get a big receiver.
Okay.
I'm tired of the trends that we keep putting up there that can't get off the line, and that's how they're taking Deshaun Jackson out of the game. If he can't get off the line, he quits. And if he doesn't get it, he quits. He's been doing it all year. I mean, you take him out of the game, and he quits on the team. Now, whether he's protecting himself for his contract, like you said over and over again, you know, I'm not going to go out there and, you know, go get myself killed, might be the case, but I don't want guys like that on the football team. I mean, granted, he's talented. He's got more speed than anybody on the but he disappears in crucial moments during the game, and we can't have that. Riley Cooper, at least, guy puts the effort in. He makes the catches when he gets the opportunity. He's gotten the opportunity the last few weeks, and he's actually been fairly productive. I want productivity. I don't care what your potential is. Productivity means you're going to contribute to the football team, which means you're going to help win.
Okay.
You know, I say we could draft another receiver, don't get me wrong, but I'm not willing to pay Deshaun Jackson $7 or $8 million a season, which is what I think it's going to take to keep him. That's what he wants
for
a figure.
I think that's the franchise number. I don't think that's what the high-end number is. So.
Well, you got, what, Fitzgerald making, what, 12?
Andre Johnson making big money. Antonio Holmes is about 10 or something, right?
So those three guys are over $10 million right there. Where are the other two top guys? I think the cap figure is more like 9 and change. But wherever the cap figure might be, if he's willing to take 4 to 5, maybe keep him. But other than that, let him go.
Okay.
Can you replace him?
Hey, it's a debate.
We just got to fix our own defense. I think we need coordinated.
It is absolutely a mixed bag of opinions on Deshaun Jackson. Give me a prediction for Sunday's game.
21-17.
Okay, 21-17. Okay. Okay. Hey, Keen, good hearing from you, man.
All right. Take care, Dave. Bye.
Thank you. All right, one more myth and reality here. How about this one? We talk about the red zone, the turnovers. The red zone is a dead zone for the Eagles. Eagles' red zone ranking on offense, 21st in the NFL. Red zone ranking on defense, second straight year, last in the league. The verdict? True. You want to point to a 4-8 record? Part of it. Performance on the field. Turnovers and red zone turnovers. Red zone performance. I think Eagles have 8 of their 29 giveaways are in the red zone. I mean, that's absurd. Absurd. Kelly in Iowa joins us. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going today?
All right, Kelly. We don't hear from too many people in Iowa.
First time I'm calling, man.
Thanks, man.
Got to throw in on the D-Jax thing.
Okay.
I say, what, free agency comes before the draft this year, right?
Yes. We're back to the normal schedule, other than, I think, one fewer week of OTAs.
Okay. I'd say they maybe offer him just an average, above-average contract. If he doesn't want to sign it, let him walk.
Well, I think they've gone down, personally, and I'm just guessing, but I think they've gone down that road fairly substantially, that there have been offers made. I believe there's been offers, and I don't know if there's been counteroffers, but I think the Eagles have gone down the road with Deshaun a bit here. So you're suggesting the Eagles let him go. Then what are you doing to replace that accountability, that speed, that ability to stretch the defense?
Looking at what we got for draft picks, I say you take one of the second rounders and you pick up number 7 out of Iowa, actually.
McNutt or is that his name?
Yeah, McNutt's his last name.
Is he a? He's not a speed guy though, right?
No, he. I think Macklin's probably quite a bit quicker than he is, but just an animal, just a big boy that catches everything thrown his way.
I mean, I know in the draft there's Blackman from Oklahoma State. There's the kid from South Carolina. Alshon, or whatever his name is, another big kid. Is McNutt a big receiver?
Yeah. He would be. He's a little bit taller, a little bit thicker than Macklin.
So he's like Anquan Boldin-esque, 6'1", 6'2", physical?
Yeah, this guy's got hands like flypaper. I'm an actual Cyclone from Ames, but I watch a lot of Hawkeye games in the state here. And he converted from a quarterback when they drafted or when they recruited him. And he's just tore it up on the receiving corps.
Yeah, I know he's put up big numbers. I don't know how he projects to the NFL. Hey, we'll find out, Kelly. There's just so many things in the off season that are going to happen here. We thought last season, last off season was busy. I don't think the Eagles are going to sign as many free agents, but I think there's going to be a lot of significant moves here. So stay tuned, Kelly. Give me a prediction for the game.
This week I think it's going to get physical. But I think the Eagles beat him 24-20.
Okay. Kelly, don't be a stranger. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Good call, man. It's been very mixed on DeSean Jackson. Very mixed. Does he stay? Does he go? If he stays, how do you do it? If he goes, how do you replace him? 215-339-6709. Miami Dolphins, hey, they're 4-1 in their last five games. Matt Moore playing well at the quarterback position. Reggie Bush having his best season, I think, in the NFL. And they've got some receivers. Brandon Marshall, a good player. Devon Bess is a pretty explosive player. And tight end Anthony Fasano, physical, good football player, good target for Moore. They protect Jake Long as the left tackle. That'll be a very tough matchup for Trent Cole. You see the rankings overall. Nothing super impressive, but look at those points allowed. Just fifth in the league. In points allowed, 18 points a game allowed by the Miami Dolphins. And rushing yards, you cannot run on this football team very well. You cannot run on this football team very well. So what will the Eagles do? Throw the football? Let's hope so. Tom in New Jersey joins us. Hi, Tom.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
All right, Tom. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. I just wanted to give my my input on the DeSean Jackson question that you left off with.
Sure.
I'm thinking maybe why not go after a free agent like Dwayne Bowe next year. I think he'll complement Jeremy Macklin pretty well.
Again, what's the number, though? How much are you going to invest? Because, again, you're going to have to sign Macklin down the line here.
Oh, yeah. I think we got to give the long-term contract to McCoy. I think he's more of our offense than DeSean is. DeSean's more of a decoy, but I think McCoy makes the plays.
Running backs, they don't get the big numbers anymore, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you look at what happened in Chicago. Now, Matt Forte has a grade 2 MCL knee sprain. He has gone the whole season. It's been a big story for them. He's hurt. Chris Johnson signed the big deal for Tennessee and only recently has really come alive. But his number didn't seem to me to be a crazy number.
Yeah.
Of course, sign LeSean McCoy. The kid's having and he's just now getting into the prime of his career.
Yeah, exactly. I just think we'll utilize him more for more years to come, more than we can utilize DeSean. I mean, I think he'll kind of fade away before McCoy will, you know?
I don't know. The lifespan of rookies, of running backs in the league is pretty small, and it's not really a comparison between McCoy and Jackson, but it does matter if you're going to how are you going to allocate all the dollars to the offense? And let's not forget, guys, the Eagles need to bring in some upgrades on defense. And those upgrades don't necessarily come exclusively through the draft. You want a big-time linebacker, maybe you have to draft one, but you want a safety. Do you draft? You're going to go in with kids at linebacker and safety again? How do you upgrade those positions? How do you upgrade those positions? Keep DeSean Jackson, sign Jeremy Macklin, extend LeSean McCoy, keep Evan Mathis. You know, you're not going to be able to do all that.
We got a lot of work to do.
There's a lot of work to do. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
But I don't think the Eagles are that far away. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't. I think there's certainly a foundation here. They've got to coach better. They've got to play better. They've got to draft better. They got to sign. But I look at the NFC East, and the NFC East stinks.
Oh, you are not kidding. I got my fingers crossed. I think with a miracle, maybe we might be able to pull this off and sneak into the playoffs, and then hopefully we'll just get hot, and then that's what we'll need, you know?
Hey, Tom, I dream about it all the time. Just get to 8-8, get to the playoffs, and then who knows?
Yeah.
But let's get to 5-8 first.
Yeah, definitely.
Give me a prediction for the game.
28-17, Birds.
Okay. Hey, Tom, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for the telephone call. All right, Dave Spadaro with you. I want to say thanks for joining us here today on Eagles Live. We are back tomorrow at 11.